this morning with something on my mind.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Edward Martinez, the CEO of Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants. Let's start off by just explaining what your company does and just maybe a little history about your company as well.
Zia was, it's a engineering and environmental consulting firm headquartered in Las Cruces, New Mexico. We have been in business, it'll be 17 years this March. Basically, we provide civil engineering and environmental consulting services to municipalities, to private industry, to state and federal government agencies, Department of Defense, Homeland Security, etc. The environmental consulting work consists of both permitting and compliance, especially for industry, as well as archaeological and biological clearances, environmental impact statements, environmental assessments, and remediation and brownfields projects.
Now, when we talk about environmental engineering, the first thing that pops in my mind is technology, how it allows the oil and gas industry to become more environmental, just flat out environmental. And I'm kind of leading the question that way because I want to ask you about the Meridian Energy Group's project, the Davis Refinery, in just a bit. But can you talk about how the environmental aspect has really folded into the world of energy, and maybe if you have some projects you've done somewhere along the line that have incorporated that?
Very much so. Actually, we have a long history of providing services to the energy markets, both oil and gas, as well as electrical and coal, et cetera. And specific to environmental engineering and you know, the work in general that we do for especially oil and gas markets. We've worked on everything from initial feasibility siting for like pipeline projects and refinery sites, tank bulking facilities, et cetera, through the initial environmental clearances that are required for those sites, but oftentimes include the archaeological and biological reviews, the NEPA environmental assessments and environmental impact statements. As we get over those initial hurdles, we get into the environmental permitting that's required for those facilities. That could include anything from air quality permitting to stormwater management to your stormwater discharge, your wastewater treatment, as relates specifically to your initial exploration sites. It could be reinjection wells, pond permits, that sort of thing, that we handle those. When you get into operations, we handle permitting and compliance, ongoing routine compliance for active permits, as well as help the facility to address site safety issues, those sort of things. When things don't necessarily go right and there might be a spill or that sort of thing, we've assist facilities in doing spill cleanups, remediation, site clearances, etc. And we've even assisted facilities when they're decommissioning to do the overall site cleanups and close out their sites, so to speak. So we handle everything on the environmental side from initial siting through when a facility closes down. And we've also assisted on the engineering side in roadway infrastructure for projects, bringing water wastewater systems to the various facilities, design of their pond systems, design of wastewater treatment facilities on site, those sort of issues. So fairly encompassing through a lot of the areas of both initial startup as well as operations.
Sounds like you guys have run the gamut in the environmental world. And so transition that a little bit to Meridian's Davis Refinery. First greenfield refinery, 25 years, United States. Obviously, They've had to change quite a bit from the old existing plants that probably a lot of people are used to. What makes this new Davis refinery so different than the ones in the past?
Yes, I mean, the analogy that I use, it's like a Chevy truck. You know, the Chevy trucks of the 60s and 70s, you look under the engine of those vehicles and you look at, you know, a Chevy truck today, and you look under the engine of a Chevy truck today, and they both have engines. They both might, you know, be have a, you know, a 8-cylinder, 350 horsepower, et cetera, but the engines don't look necessarily the same, and they definitely don't operate necessarily the same. And essentially, that's similar to both refinery technology as well as specifically related to what we're doing for Meridian, the air emissions technology and controls today are nothing like what's, you know, was implemented in the past in what most people think of as refineries. You're looking at technology that in many instances was, you know, from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And while in general, at the end of the day, it may look somewhat like a refinery, it's significantly different. The technology has been upgraded in a lot of the basic refinery equipment and systems. And the controls, well, we're not necessarily implementing anything that's, I would say, is new or unique on the air emissions controls. The difference is that we have controls on everything. And in many instances, redundant controls on units. And so from that standpoint, the level of emissions that we're projecting to be released by this facility is, in many instances, you know, a tenth of the emissions that are permitted at other refinery facilities. We're just looking at very, very low emissions through implementation of very, very aggressive controls across the entire gamut of the plant.
To listen to the full-length interview with Edward Martinez, the CEO of Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
And there was a drinking, she started.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
She's smiling back at me, back at me. Little George was all I see. Now wake in the morning, yes, I turn around.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp. To find out more about Tom Peckskamp and his music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's singer-songwriter Tom Peckskamp.
This morning with something on my mind. Walking outside, you know, to see what I might find.
The American petroleum industry and the surrounding businesses will be hosting the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off,
The event will be held Saturday, February 18th at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota. 18 teams will compete for the ultimate trophy and bragging rights. The event starts at 6:30 p.m. with the public taste testing. There's door prizes and a live band. Cost is $10 per person. All proceeds go to local charities and college scholarships. Come taste the dark secrets of the Bayou at the Motel 6 in Dickinson, North Dakota with the 20th annual API Gumbo Cook-Off.
So I went down to Nashville, Tennessee, where I ran into a Miss Little Peggy Lee.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
She's smiling, baby.